We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Heart of the minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill-Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an anonymous father-to-be in the Philippines. Now, we're all familiar with gender reveal parties. They started about 15 years ago when a so-called mommy blogger kicked off the trend in 2008. In case you don't know, she basically cut into a frosted cake. The slice was pink. People knew she was having a girl. All right? It was just that simple. Now, since then, people have gotten more elaborate and dangerous with their gender reveals. There's been silly strings, smoke bombs, cannons, you name it. In fact, I'm just going to read you some headlines of what people have done for gender reveals. Dad accidentally smashed his pregnant mom in face with bat during a gender reveal gone wrong. Swinging at the pinata, right? Hits her in the face. Plane crashes after unloading 350 gallons of pink water in gender reveal. Tree falls on dad-to-be at gender reveal party. Gender reveal baseball hits grandfather in the face, covering him with blue powder. Congratulations, you're going to have a grandson. Famous YouTuber revealed the gender of her baby via a colored fart. She literally put powder in her butt.
I like
fart
that.
In video. She's kind of hot as well. Gender reveal party triggers a 47,000-acre wildfire. You might remember that one from a few years ago. Well, now we fast forward to now, all right? And today's honoree, he came up with a novel, albeit low-budget, gender reveal. He crammed his family into a bathroom, and he flushed the toilet. The water turned blue. They're having a boy. That's it. That was his gender reveal. He took the entire family.
There's no pink tablet.
He pushed him in the bathroom.
That's fine, though.
Flushed the toilet, turned blue, and he goes, bam. There you go, everybody. We're having a boy. I like his style.
Like you had any doubt that it could be anything other than blue.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill can please everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Jefe, you understand how this here game is played.
I sure do, and I'm going to just jump right to hit me, baby.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
I like your style, brother. Just get to the damn point. Here is your story. We go, I know, it's going to blow everyone's mind. We go to Florida, where a woman is behind bars for striking her boyfriend in the head with a saucepan. Now, investigators say that Denise Johnson, 49 years old, and a victim, they were arguing when she struck the man inside the couple's St. Petersburg residence. Police said, quote, contained within the saucepan was a hot meal, which spilled on the victim, causing burns to his left arm. The victim also required stitches for injuries to his head and face. Now, Johnson was arrested and booked into the county jail for aggravated battery. She's being held in lieu of $5,000 bond and has been ordered by a judge to have no contact with the victim. To give you an idea of who this woman is, her rap sheet includes 5 separate battery convictions, both felony and misdemeanor, dating back to 2000. Her most recent conviction came in 2017 when she was sentenced to 90 days in jail for battery on a person over the age of 65. In that case, the victim was her aunt, who suffered an eye injury and a bloody nose and lip after being struck in the face by her niece. In 2019, she was arrested for domestic battery after striking her boyfriend in the face during an argument about money. It should be noted, the victim then is the same that is the man that is involved in the current case. So we know.
What a keeper.
True keeper. That's why he's still with her, man. We're tracking, Jeff. So we know that she used the saucepan. What was in the saucepan that caused the burns? Was it crawfish, scrambled eggs, frog legs, or grits? So crawfish, scrambled eggs, frog legs, or grits. One of those was in the saucepan.
How old was she?
She is 49 in Florida.
Grits.
Yeah. Did they say how bad his burns were? You said he got burned on his arms?
You know, they don't
Jeff,
have that in there.
It's grits. My dad lives there. He eats them every morning. It's grits.
You want grits?
I'm thinking grits, too, because that's something that's going to slide around and burn more.
If it's not grits, I'm going to lose my mind because I cannot believe it would be anything other than grits. So, grits, Jeff, final answer.
I'm with you, Miles. I'm going grits, too, brother.
All right.
What do you think, Dad?
I started with grits, so I'm sticking with grits.
He's going to stick with the grits. We're going to find out if it was crawfish, scrambled eggs, frog legs, or grits next.
That was a tease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Front category is a brand new one for the new year. Hit me with your best shot, the foreign object that someone was assaulted with, essentially.
Yeah.
So, a Florida woman behind bars after striking her boyfriend in the head with a saucepan with food in it. Not the first time, by the way, that she has
assaulted
a partner. In this case, probably the second or third time with this guy alone. Question is, what was in the saucepan when she hit him in the head? Crawfish, scrambled eggs, frog legs, or grits?
And, Jefe, that is the question we asked you. You agreed with Miles. You agreed with D. Ted Smith. All of you guys went with grits. Saying it's Florida, that's what they eat there, which, and I'm going to be honest with you, man, I don't know about that, but you are correct.
Yeah. I was just going on the fact that it burned it. I was going on the fact that it was in a saucepan.
Because me and BD went through this. I said, look, man, should I make this about what did she hit him with? Right? Saucepan, blah, 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 blah. But they do point out that he got burned, which added to his injuries. He said, man, go with the food inside of the saucepan. So we're thinking, all right, it's Florida. That's where it came up with scrambled eggs, right?
Mm-hmm. And this economy.
And it came up with frog legs because we said it's such a weird. You know, you're right.
Damn it,
scrambled eggs, hell no.
Right?
Cost too much money.
I made scrambled eggs twice last weekend.
Balling.
I just know grits for whatever reason. That's one of those foods I feel like every time I have it, I'm like, these are hot as.
Yes. They're hot as grits. We should just say they're hot as grits.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, getting these jokes out today.
Yes.
Did you get them printed?
Yes.
Nice.
After I emailed them to Mike. All right. Your choices. You got Seth Meyers.
All right.
The Jim is
Kimmel Fallon.
Jim Memes.
Writers.
Writers.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there in the title. All these guys have talented teams of writers come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Some political news. The man who was pictured on the January 6th riot at the Capitol with his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk has been sentenced to some serious jail time. A simple reminder not to put your feet up on the desk.
Lee Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Gotcha.
The nominations were announced for the Academy Awards, and Lady Gaga and Rihanna were nominated for Best Original Song, but Taylor Swift was snubbed. The good news is the album Taylor Swift writes about getting snubbed will win a Grammy.
Fowler.
The nominations were announced for the 95th Academy Awards. Lady Gaga and Rihanna were nominated for Best Original Song, but Taylor Swift was snubbed. Ooh. On the bright side, the album Taylor writes about being snubbed at the Oscars will probably win all the Grammys.
The Justice Department has announced the company Google of The Justice Department has accused the company Google of monopolizing ad technology. What? I wonder how they gather that information.
Writers!
Oh, you son of a bitch!
You set us up for a
Seth joke. You threw us off.
Yeah.
And you know what you did.
I did.
You did. No problem. Feel pretty good about that one. Might just leap.
Good stuff. Now,
in the future on the Fallon, like, did you hear about this? You see this?
Yeah.
The most nominated film was Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It was nominated for Best Picture, along with Top Gun, Avatar 2, Elvis, and six movies nobody has seen, including a movie called Triangle of Sadness, which I always thought was a slice of Papa John's pizza.
That is Jimmy Kimmel.
My gosh. That's Jimmy Kimmel.
The film that scored the most nominations was Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which is... Best Picture, along with Top Gun, Avatar 2, Elvis, and six movies no one has seen, including a movie called Triangle of Sadness, which I always thought was a slice of Papa John's pizza.
How the mighty have fallen. A woman in South Carolina recently used winnings from a scratch-off ticket to purchase a Powerball ticket and won $150,000.
Wow.
And what financial experts are calling still a smarter investment strategy than crypto.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
A South Carolina woman recently used winnings from a scratch-off lottery ticket to purchase a Powerball ticket and won $150,000 in what financial experts are calling still a smarter investment strategy than crypto.
All right, so last night I started watching a series called Welcome to Wrexham.
Wrexham?
So Wrexham FC is a soccer club in Wales.
Okay.
You probably have heard about it because it was purchased by Rob. I can never say his last name. He's on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I said it wrong, and then even because him and Ryan Reynolds purchased the team, and even Ryan Reynolds makes fun of trying to pronounce his name, right? Because it looks like one way.
Rob McElhenney?
McElhenney, right. I always want to call him McElfee or something, but it's, yeah. So basically, so I knew they had purchased the team, and honestly, I'd seen this club in Wales. Had kind of like, I think they won an FA Cup game, and now the terrible league they're in, they're actually doing okay.
Okay.
But Rob does a very good job when that show starts, right? Because, like, look, like I like English soccer, and I've talked about it 1,000 times, but the way they run the English Premier League and the other leagues below it is awesome, right? If you finish in the top three of the league below the Premiership, you can get promoted up. If you finish in the bottom three, you get demoted. So Rob's from Philly. He's a giant Eagles fan, and he has a buddy that's one of his writers on the show. And he'd always come in and watch this guy watch soccer, as he's British, and be like, what is going on? Like, why do you care so much? So the guy explains how the system works, and he kind of becomes a little obsessed with it. So then he finds this club that's kind of like going through a tough time. They're in the league, like, basically. And the other thing, too, is if you don't know anything about soccer or how this stuff works, or you don't know the vernacular, they'll pause the screen and be like, English term, sacked.
Okay.
American meaning fired.
Fired, yes.
And then it will say the way the Welsh say it, which I got to be honest, Welsh people, I didn't even know y'all had your own language. Imagine a harsher sounding German. That's what Welsh sounds like.
Sounds like.
So he's very interested. So basically, they also do a good job of showing you what it'd be like for American baseball teams. Because American baseball is already set up for this system.
Yes,
it is. So in other words, like a minor league team, like say the Rainiers.
Right, so the Mariners this year.
Did you fart, Mike?
No, someone did. I smell it, man.
The Mariners were very good this year, right? But let's take the last decade where the Mariners sucked, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they kept finishing in the bottom three of the MLB, they would get dropped down, and then the top three AAA clubs would get promoted up, all right? There's also sometimes there's like I guess there's playoffs. You got to play other teams. But basically, what this club is, they've never been in the Premiership. They've been in the Championship, but they're so far down. They're the last pro team, which is very sad.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? An English player, let's say, for a great club like Arsenal, you're making millions of pounds a year. These guys are making like 30, 40,000 a year.
Sure.
So they find this club, and then Rob also, he's honest. He's like, look, I got TV money, but I need movie star money. And it's kind of funny. He's like, yeah, I need liquor money, this and that. So he doesn't even really know Ryan Reynolds in person. He only knows them through social media, and they mess with each other. So they go over there, and the other thing, too, with English clubs is, like, a lot of people have, like, part of it. So you can't just go in and buy it. You got to be approved. So I was telling Miles this early in the office. So it's interesting if you're a sports fan. It's also crazy. Like, Rob doesn't know anything about soccer. He's had to get his British buddy to explain it to him. He just wants to be involved.
Yeah.
And he wants to give this sad little town in Wales kind of the same excitement that Philly had, as he's a massive Eagles fan. And they do a good job of, and I really bonded with it, as he talks about how important sports is and culture and everything. So they get approved to buy it, but like they're looking at each other and they're like, look, if we buy this thing and it doesn't work, we don't get them out of this bottom league and we leave, like people are going to hate us.
For sure. For sure.
And all the pundits and everything are like, exactly what you were saying. Like what? You've seen Ted Lasso. Now you want to buy a football club over here? Like, come on, get real. But they go in there. And then the other thing, too, is like, it sounds fun and stuff, but they got to make real decisions. They got to hire people.
Fire people.
The team does not work as well. And the next day, they basically got to fire everybody there and start hiring new people. Plus, they're so low on the totem pole. Like, there's like a manager they want to get, and they're like, we'll give you anything you want. And the manager is like, no. Like, I'm not coming down there to, like, coach your sad little team. But Rob gets on the phone with them, convinces them this and that, and it's a very good play. They start recording this thing before they even know if they own the club.
Okay.
But it's also kind of funny to see two massive TV and movie stars just being kind of normal people.
In an uncomfortable position where you don't know how to...
Right.
Right.
I mean, they lay down a whole new grass and everything. Then after the first match, like, it's not good. It's tearing up hunks of it. And it's like... You spent £100,000 on it. Like, you got to redo it. And stuff. It's just like they have money, but also they're just like,
but
oh,
you're not
my
trying
God.
To lose a money dump.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a really good show. I'm gonna.
What's it called again?
Welcome to Wexham.
Welcome to Wexham.
And is it like four or five episodes, or is it like more of a docuseries?
Well, there's one season out right now that I want to say is like 20 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, you can go online and see how Wexham's doing because they're playing right now. But the first year they get in there, it's halfway through the season. So they just go, everybody's job's safe. Just make it to the playoff. Let's get out of this league. Yeah.
They don't make it to the playoff.
No, that's kind of why they got to make all these sweeping changes and everything. And also, I just wish, like in America, we identify with our sports a ton, but our towns don't exist on it. Right? So, like, that's why sometimes when you see English or Welsh or whatever, when you see these people, that's why it's so important. These towns,
that's our identity.
Well, it's not just your identity. It's how you make money.
Right,
you know,
right,
like,
right, right.
I've talked about the series on Netflix about Sunderland. Like that, they have an 80,000-seat stadium, but they keep getting demoted. There's nobody going. The town is, you know what I mean? Like, that's a main source of income and everything.
Sure,
like, you need that to go. You know what I mean? Like, look, when the Seahawks didn't have fans in the stands because of COVID, like, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, right.
They don't need, you know what I mean? Like, the NFL, let's be honest.
It's a juggernaut. It's a collective bargaining thing.
Right. In the NFL, if you didn't go to the games, like, hey, they'll be fine. Like, the NFL, at this point, they're not making all their money on ticket sales.
No,
whereas
they
these
not.
People are, and it's the lifeblood of your town. Also, you got people like me that, like, why would I go to that part of Wales? To, like, and it's cool. Their stadium's one of the oldest continuously used soccer stadiums in the world. But when the team's not good, like, people aren't going to travel over there to go there.
Of course not.
The town sucks. It's just a hard worker.
I love your team. Right. Town sucks.
Yeah, like Scranton.
Right.
Right, and like, you know, you go through the 80s and stuff, and all those factories get torn down and this and that. You know, I would say it reminds me a lot like a Pittsburgh, right? But Pittsburgh didn't lose their football team. Is that, you know, even for Major League Baseball, it's the biggest one. Like, there's so much corporate money in there. Like, I saw a report once. It was like, yeah, if you go to the game or not, I don't really care.
They do
it's
not
It's good.
Care.
You want to support your team. So that's why these leagues and stuff matter so much. But even if you don't understand a dang thing about soccer, It's a great series. It's also really cool, like I said, just to see two big A-list stars just kind of being...
trying to figure it out.
Yeah, being like normal human beings. Rob's in terrific shape. He's kind of a yoked up dude. I think it's funny. He's eating in like every seat.
But he's always hungry.
Yeah, he's always hungry. And you can just tell he's a workout guy. So he's like, always got to keep that calories up. But yeah, go check that out. Welcome to Wexham. That's a very good one. And then, I love that stuff. And I'm just such a passionate person when it comes to sports. So sure. This one, you really see it. And Ryan Reynolds is like, it's also funny because Ryan Reynolds is always taking shots at him. Right? Because like, he's a star. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a massive show. Yeah. But like,
he's Ryan Reynolds.
Right. Like, Rob, they do these like one-on-one interviews, and Rob will be like, well, together, we have almost 40 million followers on social media.
Jesus.
And he's
Ryan, like, quick, I hope.
So Ryan Reynolds is not there. And then he starts laughing, and he's like, what? Is this the part where are you going to show the stat to show how much more he has than me? So you realize, like, right, Ryan Reynolds, because don't forget, he's not just a movie star, right? He's got. Actually, he's a Marvel star, right? Yeah. He's got Jim.
Right.
He's got, I forget what phone company he has. Like
the one in Canada that's huge.
Yeah. Mint.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on. It's also funny watching him the first year cut commercials for trailers, because that was the main sponsor of the team. Now their team is sponsored by, like, TikTok. And look, wow. They're fully upfront about it. They're like, look, nobody knows our players. So we've got to be active and get people interested because sure. We're two Hollywood celebrities. But also, that's the give and take, because some people in the town are like, F them, you know.
Of
like
course. I told they you, sold like, out.
Well, not that. They just don't think they're going to care. They just seems fun to them to own it.
Right.
No offense, but if you buy a half-season minor league team, like, just take the Portland Pickles, right? John Ryan, famous punter for the Seahawks, he's part owner of that. But if the Portland Pickles have a bad season, it ain't like Portland's going to be like, oh my God, the team didn't do good. Whereas these poor people in this town in Wales, they need that soccer club to be relevant, to generate revenue and stuff. Sticking with sports a little bit, I don't know what you're drinking on the Super Bowl. You know what I'm drinking, Mike?
Everything.
I'm going to have me some Tennessee whiskey.
Woo!
Chris Stapleton will perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Yeah. I still don't think anybody got that joke when I said it at Pain in the Grass. You're watching something tonight. You don't have to stay home from school because now they have the prices right at night.
Oh, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Philly is looking for lifeguards for city pools. Bonus, you don't need to know how to swim. After a jockey falls off a horse, he keeps on going and wins race on a whim. Drunk passenger steals a bus and sends people on the ride of their life. If they wonder how many, if it's a wonder how a man who goes 238 bars in one day does not have a wife. And a cremated woman's ashes go up in flames in Canada. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Philadelphia, where the city is in dire need of a very specific type of employee. Lifeguards. Back in 2020, the city shut down all of their public pools, removing the need for the job. But in the past couple of years, they've tried recruiting lifeguards to come in, but few have taken them up on the offer. Now, this year, they're getting the ball rolling early and looking for recruits, and they are so desperate for lifeguards. They've actually said that folks with no swimming ability can apply.
Are you a lifeguard, then?
Right. They've offered
free... You got a big pull.
They've offered free swim lessons to folks that need it, and the position is generally 35 hours a week at $16 an hour. And that's kind of where I was at there, Miles, is that they've got the inflatable ring. It's not a ring, but they got the inflatable that they carry with them that they can tow people in with. They got the long pole that they can tow people in with. There's a lot of other methods before you need to exercise jumping into the pool, but...
Hopefully not the deep end.
That seems like a very bad idea.
It does. I would sure feel better if you could swim.
If they need you to jump in, right? I tried the pole. I tried this. I had to let them die.
Exactly.
I can't swim either.
We would have had two dead bodies out here. Volunteer to be to be a medic. You don't really need, you know, any medical training. Just read the manual while you're out
there. Right, just figure it out.
In other news, a horse in Japan is raising some eyebrows. The animal recently took part in a local horse race, but unfortunately lost its jockey right out of the gate, disqualifying the horse from the race. Most believe that this would also eliminate the horse's drive to run the race at all, but much to the contrary, the riderless horse continued on in the competition and won the whole thing.
I was surprised they were shocked by that.
But does it get credit? Because technically, it lost some weight, right?
Right.
Correct. Yeah, the horse...
I mean, not that you blame the horse.
The horse is still technically disqualified, correct. So it counts for nothing, but it has gotten a lot of curious viewers wondering what the influence of the jockey truly has.
Exactly. Does the jockey matter that much in crossing the finish line?
Right. The race enthusiast would tell you absolutely. A good jockey is just as important to a horse race.
How they place their bets.
That is exactly right. That is a factor when it comes into it. And was it a fluke that this horse continued the race? I don't believe it is. I believe that these horses kind of instinctually will continue on with the race.
I think at that point, every other horse around you is doing this, so keep doing that.
Sure.
I just have less weight.
Right.
Right?
So... That's why I won. Mm-hmm. I got the let out. So
they veer off and go crazy a lot of times, even with the jockey.
Sure.
Here's my question. It's
like
not
some
even
dogs
that,
you know, run away and come back. Some right. don't.
The so horse, I think this horse is the horse. Lucky. But as far as, like, if you get a monetary reward for winning a race, say it's $5,000 goes to the jockey, but you weren't on the horse. I'll give you first place, but you don't get the money.
Right. Yeah.
Both for the owner and the jockey.
Sure.
Yeah, your horse run a race.
We'll give him the flowers, but you don't get none of the prize.
Right.
Over in the UK, a man out drunk on the town decided he wanted to take the bus home. Literally. The story goes that the passenger took control of the bus while intoxicated and took the vehicle on a destructive drive through town, colliding with several other vehicles in the process.
Oops.
Luckily, nobody was seriously injured in the incident, and the man was eventually stopped and arrested.
Let me get this bus.
Yeah.
We're going to get us all home. Let's go. It's good. It's every headline is that. My talk is that.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.